Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Friday, March 5th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good day.
Yes, it was a good day, and it was a little slow this week and so forth, and so I had to run an errand this afternoon, and it just kind of got crazy here this afternoon. Of course, these are great buys. Even though premiums are high, there's great buys to be had in gold and silver. And there is one thing I want to talk about a little bit later on in the program after the market report and so forth, is I guess there's a lot of discussion on various, I don't know, websites and people who analyze the markets and so forth, and they're saying the reason that gold is going down is because the interest rates are going up. And really, anything can cause the price of gold to go down. I personally believe gold is tied more to the dollar than anything else because it is money. Yes, you can have reactions with the interest rates rising. And that's a popular opinion that these rates rising will be bearish for gold, and that an interest rate increase has on precious metals, if any, is kind of unknown. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. And, you know, you could also say higher interest rates is very bullish for gold. It's probably more bullish than bearish. So we'll talk about some of those myths and put everything in perspective for you. And so when you hear somebody talk about gold's going down because rates are rising, you know, you can question what their agenda is. Anyway, let's go ahead and go to the gold prices. We had, we had a high of 1708 during the day. It just wears out by the end of the day. We're at 1700. Silver was down 17 cents at $25.25. Platinum was up 8 at 1136. Palladium was up a dollar at 2400. The USDX today was stronger by 0.33, 91.92. We had another huge day in oil, up 245 at 66.28. Let's go to the paper markets today and see what they've kind of done. The Dow was up 573 points, 31,497. NASDAQ was up 196 points at 12,920. The S&P was up 73 points at 3,841. 10-year yield, 1.55%. European Asian markets were negative overnight. Bitcoin was up a little bit. But we've seen this oil price surge as OPEC and its allies are extending the production cuts. So there we have the bigger rises in oil and coming to a pump near you and your heating costs. But I think what made the markets go higher today, let me see if I can bring this up, was pretty much, I believe, the strong U.S. job growth. And Dave Allen's article in the newsletter today is the headlines of forget about these employment numbers. They're not real. So that came out earlier today, Butch. And let me see if I can bring the non-payroll farm report showed that Americans are closer to pre-pandemic behavior. That's going to drive strong demand for purchasing. Let me see. Where are those numbers at? Do you have them in front of you?
The numbers I do. Hang on a second. I'll find them for you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I had them, too, and they disappeared.
Well, this is the one I have here. 75% of all jobs added in February were waiters and bartenders.
Yeah.
Call it payback for December restaurant shutdowns. It took a few minutes after the BLS reported the impressive February jobs report, which showed a whopping 379,000 total jobs added in February, and 465,000 private payrolls were more than double the 195 expected. For traders to read between the lines and realize that there was much less than meets the eye in the latest job report. To wit, one of the 379,000 jobs, a whopping 355,000 or 93%, were in leisure and hospitality. And within this category, the one and only sector that truly boomed the most under the Obama administration on top, employees, food service, and drinking places, i.e. waiters and bartenders, accounted for a massive 286,000 jobs or 75% of the gains in February. Call it payback for the December collapse in restaurant workers when nearly 400,000 jobs were lost amid the latest round of restaurant shutdowns. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that. These guys go back to work. That is fine. That is really fine. But this is not manufacturing. This is not production. This is service. This is service. And nothing wrong with that. I'm so tickled. The waiters, bartenders got the jobs back. That's going to help feed their families. But it's not a production type job, Melody. It's not adding a lot to the economy as far as goods. It is adding service, but as far as goods coming in, it's not a manufacturing job at all. Unless you, of course, they do count McDonald's now as a manufacturing job when they make hamburgers. That's a fact. So maybe this is manufacturing. I don't know what to say, but 75% one report is up to 93%. Altogether, is waiters and bartenders. And again, I'm glad they're back to work. I mean, these people have to pay the bills also. But it is not as encouraging as a lot of people like to think it is.
Well, what they admit is, you can't tell me that the unemployment rate is 6% when you have 10 million people out of still collecting unemployment benefits. That's 6%.
And not even counting the ones who knows for how long. Yeah, so sure.
So, you know, it's and that's the one area that no one ever seems to, talk about where do you get those numbers? Everybody just goes right along with it because you know what? It made the Dow go up 500 points. And, it made the NASDAQ go up how many points? And so, all the other things, forget the rising rates, the interest rates, forget the 10-year yield at 1.55. So it's, we were talking about how some market watchers believe that the higher interest rates will send gold lower because of the increased competition from higher yielding investments, but there's no data that reveals that relationship exists between rates and gold. Throughout much of the 70s, gold prices rose sharply just as interest rates moved higher and higher. In the 80s, there was declining interest rates, but you had a bear market in gold. And there's other factors that go beyond rates. And to me, it's the dollar. So if you really look more, if you want to see an attachment, look to the dollar. Because gold is money. And so you can't listen to all these guys that believe that just because rates are rising, then that's putting pressure on the dollar. No, pressure on gold. No, the dollar is rising. And sometimes, yeah, you might have some short-term impact on any particular segment of an investment group when something happens quickly and you have large amounts of funds moving into something and out of something else to chase the herd, because it is a herd mentality. That's why sometimes you can see the stock market go down and gold will go down. Why? Well, give it time. But then people who don't understand gold and fall into that belief that, oh, the rates are rising, so, oh, they're going to go higher, so, gold, I'm going to sell my gold. No. Look to the fundamentals of gold. Higher bond yields also tend to make investors a little bit less willing to buy into stocks. that could have high multiples or valuations. You know, these higher interest rates means increased financing expenses for these companies. So therefore, you would think that the stock markets, and that's probably what they're trying to pitch, Butch, they're probably trying to pitch some paper investments.
Well, but I don't see, and I'm certainly not experienced as you are. My goodness, not even close. But I don't see a lot of rhyme or reason between the markets and gold or anything else anymore. It doesn't seem like anything does anything.
Well,
the markets,
yeah, right.
Very little affects the markets, and I don't see any connection really that you can say, well, this is a solid connection. I don't see that.
The bottom line fundamental, maybe, the theories behind it, perhaps. But I do see a relationship between gold and the dollar because it is money.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that part is true. But as far as the reaction
as far
dollar
as the
going
rates,
up or down, I don't get it. I don't understand it.
You know, lower rates. I mean, now particularly when you have all these multinational corporations that are so far into debt. I mean, I believe that's what was happening. The last time when we had this rising rate. Rates, what, a year ago, year and a half ago, September of 2019, rates were high. Trump was bashing Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to bring the rates down. It was killing the corporations. They didn't care about you and what you were paying for your homes, your mortgage, your loans, your credit cards. They didn't care about you. The multinational corporations, it was increasing their servicing and their debt. It was killing the government. It was increasing their servicing of the debt. So that's what it was hurting. And then that's why you saw the rates were going so high that the Fed had to come in and pump in the billions of dollars beginning in September of 2019 to keep those rates down. So, you know, is that a strong fundamentals or system for, you know, our monetary system? No. They've been lucky. They really have, Butch. They've been lucky. So usually whenever, I mean, people are always trying to find an answer to things, and sometimes there's just not an answer.
Well, and of course, market manipulation, especially in gold and silver.
That
is a huge part of it. They've been playing with it longer than I've been alive, and manipulating gold and precious metals and keeping the price down or whatever it may be. But even though they try to keep the price down, gold and all precious metals keep inching up. It may fluctuate. It may go to gold at 2,000, drop back down to 1,700. And it'll go back up again next time at 2,200. It may drop that back down to 1,800. It fluctuates, but it's going up steadily. I don't know why. This is a simple equation, Melody. In 1971, it was $35 an ounce. Right now, it's $1,700 an ounce. Why can't we all understand that since 1971, gold has took a huge increase? I mean, what's the debate here about? You know, I mean, I don't understand how they can how they argue the point that gold and precious metals are not going up in value. Of course, simply because the dollar is less valuable. We know that's part of it. But it's unarguable to me. I don't understand people's reasoning. Well, but gold is this. No, gold and silver may fluctuate, but they continue going up in steps. And I can remember, again, so many times when silver dollars are $3 a piece. I can remember that. And I didn't mean it long ago, back in the 90s. And this is 2021, and there's definitely not $3 a piece now. So has silver went up in value? Of course. Why? Because the dollar is inflated to nothing. And that's just the way it works. So I don't know. I can't see the point in why people are so confused about gold and silver or precious metals, buying them, because they are going to gain value. It's been proven since 1971, not to mention since 1930s when the gold and silver was real money, it's taken out of it. I mean, it's been proven over and over and over again. So to me, there's no point. You know, it's kind of silly to even debate it. gold and silver and precious metals are good investments because they do hold value. They're not going to nothing, no matter how bad things get. They're always going to be worth something. So I don't understand what the, you know, what people think about on this. I can't get to reasoning. Well, but the paper, look at the dollar, and look at precious metals, and which one over the last 30, 40, 50 years has gained more value? I mean, does the dollar ability buy you today what it did in 1971?
No, it does not.
Well, an ounce of gold buys more than it did in 1971.
It certainly does.
So that's it. My case is settled. I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, I don't know what else to say. Which has been worth more to have on hand, the dollar or gold and silver, precious metals? Which one has proven to be more valuable today? Which one will buy you more today than it would 50 years ago?
You know, Butch, I shared this story. Probably listeners are probably going, oh, no, not again. When I got into this 25 years ago, you had a handful of dealers that were national dealers like us, but we all talked the same reasons why you own gold and silver. The true meaning of gold was discussed. Gold was you could call any gold dealer in this country, and it was all the same. We taught folks why you needed to go buy gold and silver, and we were all on the same, we all had the same book. We all had the same encyclopedia, and we believed those. That we competed with price, various products, and so forth. Then comes the internet in 2008. You had a lot of people who left the paper markets and went into the gold market because that was the only thing that was grooving. And a lot of them didn't do well in the paper markets. A lot of them were not good stockbrokers. So they went in the gold market, and you had the internet. And then you had all of these websites and analysts, and some of the information is extremely valuable, but a lot of it isn't. So now gold and silver is sold many times just based on the agenda of that particular person. And he will spin the story any way he can to promote what he wants to sell. That's okay. But it makes people very confused as what to believe. You know, how does gold and silver really work, and so forth. It has become diluted with information. And it makes it very difficult for people to understand why they really need gold and silver in their portfolios, and they need to stick with the fundamentals. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And as I mentioned, make sure you go to our website, dgscoins.com, sign up for the newsletter. And, of course, the newsletter this week is stop with all the 6% unemployment talk. Just admit it. The actual rate is in double digits. So sign up, dgscoins.com. What's next, Butch?
Well, you know, in my opinion on unemployment, maybe I'm proven wrong, but it's at least 15%, maybe 25%, but it's not 6%.
Oh, absolutely. It's not
6%.
There's
no doubt about it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And people with any common sense, it wouldn't take a long time to figure it out on their own. Just wouldn't.
Nope.
So that's not picking anybody. I'm just telling the truth. It's, and they've always deflated unemployment rates. They've always kept them low and flat out lied to the people. But they've been doing it for so long, people think they're telling the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, so anyway.
Government wouldn't lie.
No, that you can always trust them, Melody.
You can trust them. They're there to help.
That's what
we're
my dad
here to
said.
Help you.
That's right. That's what my dad said when I asked him several years ago, Dad, how come them take silver out of the coins back in 64? I mean, he said, well, we trust the government. And he knew that was, he knew then that was a dumb thing that they did, but they did. And they still have the same tendency today to trust government because somebody in an office said it's okay and it's got to be truthful. So that's why we're in the mess to start with. But anyway, Tesla stock tumbles 25% in a month.
Oh,
as competition heats up and mega bull walks away. But the past 4 weeks, Tesla shares quietly tumbled 25% from the company's February high. And strangely, hardly anyone has noticed. It's not just Tesla stock that has been struggling. Its major indexes and most tech stocks have taken a downturn of late due to rising interest rates. Still, Tesla shares closed at $620 Thursday, representing a 27% below its market price this time last month. The stock hit record high of nearly 800 in January. The electric car maker boosted a market value of $800 billion, about half of Amazon, despite delivering only half a million vehicles a year. Bullish analysts pin Tesla's sky-high valuation to the vast potential of its software business and its in-house battery development, which is years away from commercialization. So Tesla took a smack, along with other tech companies. That's interesting. I didn't hear anything about that on the news, but apparently it did.
Oh, no, Tesla is their baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Elon Musk was like Bezos was in the 90s, when Bezos, he was Wall Street's, genius, Tesla. Now he's their genius, that's why he put $1.5 billion into Bitcoin. Yeah, he's their baby.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, and if you watch the news, and I don't watch a lot of mainline news, I do check it maybe once a day, see what they're saying. But if you go to any channel, I don't care whether it's Fox or CNN or ABC, it's the same thing being repeated over and over. There's very little variation in the news reports. They're hammering the same point home all the time. Whether it be COVID or whatever it is, it's just constantly something that they're trying to build fear on or concern on. Always, all the time. Democrats agree to cut.
The key is racism now.
Oh, I know. I'm going to share something a little bit the head of Warner, CEO of Warner, said that it wasn't anything wrong with that. I could read in the statement, but they jumped on him like fleas on a dog. But anyway, Democrats agree to cut weekly unemployment benefits by 25%. Senate Democrats have agreed to lower the weekly unemployment rate from 400 to 300 per week in the COVID-19 stimulus bill. However, they extended them through September. The changes include in a new amendment readied by Senator Tom Carper from Delaware, were hatched by a team of moderate and progressive Democrats and will be presented during the Senate's Friday marathon voting session on amendments. It also links up the expiration of unemployment benefits with the current lapse of government funding at the end of September, according to the report. Now, I have a list of where this money went. I shared it on the radio Wednesday with your listeners, and I hope I did a good job for you. But I shared where some of this money went. And Melody, about 90% of it went to things that had nothing to do with helping people that aren't out of work or getting behind on bills. Nothing. Folks, they could have put in $500 million maximum $500 million and took care of the same thing to spend on the people. I mean, figure this out, and I shared it. If 90% of it thereabouts goes to things that had nothing to do with COVID, would you call this an inflated pork barrel?
That's one thing you could call it.
Yeah, exactly. And I also shared, Wendy, that the federal employees who have to stay home and take care of the children are going to get $1,400 a week for 15 weeks, which is $21,000 for three and a half months of sitting at home. It's $1,400 a week times four. You have to multiply that times, the months and add it up, folks. They're making big bucks, and the federal employees get all full benefits, even though they're at home making $1,400 a week sitting at home. They still get all the federal insurance and all that, which are really good, because you know why they're good? Because we're paying for them. We can't afford our own, but we can afford theirs. Anyway, I better move on. I start getting all excited here. But it makes me
angry. No, I mean, it really is. You know, it's, and there's so much in there that is, but you know what, Butch? Who cares?
Oh, I know.
I saw they made one little change. Oh, the benefits are going, well, because of this, it's going from 400 to 300. And this is going to go from 500 to 4. It's like the changes are meaningless. They're not adding anything. They're taking, actually, they're taking away from the people.
From the people.
From the people.
They had 25 million for House Representatives pay increases in that bill.
Yep.
They had had pay increases for this Smithsonian. They had 25 million or whatever it was for clean supplies for the Capitol. Wait a minute. What's this have to do with me paying my bills?
And you know what I heard a discussion on today? There was some of that stuff in this bill doesn't actually come into effect. There was one till like 2027. And they were talking about, you know, why. And they says, well, that's with, they put it in there. And so that'll either, and they said they did it with the tax bill too. Because our tax cuts expire in 2024. But that is the way, by extending it out like that, it allows them to pass through their fiscal regulations in order to make it legal. So they extend it.
Legal?
Yeah.
What does legal mean to them?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Legal's a poor word, but in order for them to fit through their registration. So there's reasons why they extend it out that long. It's not to pay you and give you cheaper taxes until 2024. That was the only way they could get it paid for. And the same thing with 2027. It's the only way they can get it paid for. And then they figure that the lobbyists have until that time to come in and make any changes that they need to make. It's all a game. It's a game. It's disgusting. And they sat there and they had the nerve to read through 600 and some pages, which now you can't say they never read the thing, but what did it actually mean? Nothing. Maybe we got some tidbits out of it that maybe we wouldn't have. But did it make any difference? No. These politicians, these senators and congressmen, they're just right up there. And Butch, it's really disgusting.
It is disgusting.
And what? On the backs of the American people who can't work, who can't send their kids to school. I guess we're all just so stupid, we can't protect ourselves. We don't have anybody in charge. No one can lead in this country anymore. Do we even know what a leadership is anymore? Your school boards, what do they do? Did they try to come up with anything so the kids could go back to school? Oh, no, the unions control that. I mean, it's just a vicious cycle.
It is.
And it's like, hey, you got a problem. Solve it.
See, there's 500 and how many members of Congress? I never quite get the number in my head. There's 500 and some members counting the Senate and the House in Congress, right? Mm-hmm. There's, and even not counting the illegals, let's just count what we consider citizens that belong here, 300 million Americans. We allow 500 and some people to do this to us? What does that tell you about the American people?
Well, that's what the heck we vote in. That's who we vote in.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We listen to all their lies and their baloney.
Or they cheat
like
their
way the tax
in.
Cuts. Just like the tax cuts last
year. Sure.
You know?
Sure.
They extend it. They extend hours until 2024. We're supposed to get excited about that.
Well.
But yet we are the ones who have the where it comes to an end, the cancellation of it, not the wealthy. Theirs goes on.
Well, that speaks volumes that 500 some people control the whole country, which, by the way, is not constitutional. And I can show you in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17, that the Congress has no authority outside 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., or on federal post or post offices that they have in the states. They have no authority. And I can show it in the Constitution, but nobody reads it and nobody cares. But let's move on, I guess, before I get started on that.
Right.
And you know, you said this, I think you said this last week, that oil will go to $100 a barrel before the end of the year. I think you said that. Oil soars above $69 after Goldman hikes price target to $80. Even as the rest of the market continues to submerge with the new traditional rug pull at the open, which sent NASDAQ tumbling after a modestly green open as Cathie Woods is apparently hell-bent on liquidating all her most liquid growth names to triple and quadruple down in her biggest losers, oil surging on its back of history's latest OPEC surprise when it has set the surge for a $100 barrel of oil as well as a Goldman oil price target upgrade. So they're setting the stage for $100 a barrel. You said that. I think as you said that, Melody, last week. And it's now 69, and they have a price target of $80. That will, I mean, in California, of course, California is ridiculous, but regular gas in California in some places are over $4 a gallon. If this goes to $80 a barrel from where it is now, it's going to put gasoline in about everywhere with $3 a gallon, is it not?
Yes.
So, again, who's that a hit on? I mean, who does that affect? Is it government officials? Of course, they buy gasoline, but do you think Congress and the government employees driving government cars put the gas in their own cars? You think they're paying for that other than with maybe some taxes? So who does it affect? It affects guys, people like me and you that got to go out and maybe earn a living every day, and it adds up eventually to every 2 weeks, a month, you're putting double the money in gasoline that you were last month or month before that. So I just it always filters back down to the consumer, and that's us.
Yes,
any comments?
Nope.
Any comments on that?
And you know, I just want to say one thing. I just want to go back to Elon Musk. You know what? Maybe his stock plunged 25% because. You know, he's into this Mars thing a little too much. You know?
Well, you know,
put humans on Mars.
Yes, he is. And a Japanese businessman wants to take 8 people around the world, around the moon, in 2026, I believe it was, or some 2023. Yeah. He wants to have 8 people join him in a ride around the moon. Mm. Have you signed up yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. Anyway.
Not yet. And to the moon, Alice. To the moon.
Remember Jack Gleason showed the honeymooners. Honeymooners. Right to the moon. U.S. trade deficit widens as goods imports hits record high.
Yes, I saw that.
Folks are hitting record high because they're not making anything here. The United States trade deficit increased and generated goods imports jumped to a record high amid a sharp rebound in consumer spending, offsetting a continued recovery in exports. The trade gap rose 1.9% to $68.2 billion in January, the Commerce Department said. Economist Paul Baruders has forecast a $67.5 billion deficit in January. So anyway, Melody, if you don't have the goods here, you got to buy them overseas, right? And of course, people think save a dollar will buy it from Japan or China. We know that. But when you're not producing your own supplies, you can buy them somewhere else, aren't you?
That's correct.
So trade deficits have to jump, people. If you can't buy there are no appliances I know of now. I could be wrong with this. I may correct me if I am, but none of the major appliances are totally made in America anymore. Not even the name Maytag or Crosley and they're not even made in America. I don't know. Is Maytag still in business? But anyway,
I can't keep up with them.
I don't know for sure, but they're not made in America. Automobiles are not made in America now. You may assemble some things here, but the parts are made everywhere over the world. So we have to import it. We don't have a way to manufacture it ourselves. So that's simple to me. Of course, it's going to go up. We're not making anything. Any comments on that, Melody?
No, I was just trying to see if it looks like washers and dryers, a number of well-known brands, are still American-made appliances. That doesn't mean they're made here in the United States.
They
might be American
here.
Products, but they, just like Buick, one of their most popular vehicles, everybody buys Buick because they think they're an American automobile manufacturer. It's made, put together in China, brought over here and sold. So, you know.
Well, again, they can cry about the imports all you want to. But if the goods aren't made here, they're going to import them. So, folks, the only way to fix
Absolutely.
That gap is to start manufacturing your own goods again. Now, how's that for a novel idea, Melody? We can make your own goods, and it may cost a few dollars more. But we can guarantee the quality because they're right here on our own shores. We put people back to work making a decent wage. It may cost a few dollars more, but we become more independent, not depend on China or somebody else that supplies these things. Maybe we'll make your own medicine here. Since now China making most of our medicine, why not go back to manufacturing your own medicine here?
Never
I
happened.
I know
we'll
it's going
right
to take an investment. We got to do that.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TeamUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. We were getting all fired up here. But, you know, I guess the big question is, how much more would a person pay for something of better quality? I mean, there are products that you can buy that do have, I mean, sure, I would love everything to be made in America. Don't get me wrong. But there are things that, yes, we do get things. I mean, you have different brands that are higher quality, better quality, that you're not going to have to replace in, you know, in 3 years. But how, what is that price?
Well,
I was actually looking at a refrigerator. I need a refrigerator. I was actually looking at a refrigerator. It's a better quality refrigerator. Be probably the last one that I ever buy compared to some of the, you know, the other ones that you can get, you know, and I'm not willing to pay that price. I mean, it's almost triple, double the price. So if these manufacturers came back to the States and were made at that same quality, would we pay triple? Would we pay double? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for everything. I know that when I bought the last refrigerator, it's been several years ago, the gentleman bought it from me, just mentioned the company's name. On break, he told me the best brand he had that he would recommend was called Crosley, C-R-O-S-L-E-Y. He recommended that brand, and it wasn't that much higher than the other ones. And it's we've had now for several years, no problems at all. And
this, who makes it?
It's made by Crosley. I don't know where it's made exactly. If I look it up again, I'm sure he told me. It had an ice, the ice maker went bad, and he came over and replaced the thing, no charge. So he says, well, he says it's one of the better brands out there. So, and we've had other than ice maker quit one time. We didn't have any trouble with it. But I had to buy a battery for a, from a truck just a couple of days ago. I went down and started and it was dead. And I went. I had to get the battery and go get a new battery. But I learned something about batteries. You may pay $15, $20 more, but get the one that has the highest cranking amps. It will last longer. It'll start better when the weather's cold. You'll have more power going into the starter and getting everything, you know, to start. So another $20 can make a big difference in batteries. And that's just my opinion on something buying something better. It may cost a little more, but I found that most of the time in my experience over the years of being around this long, that sometimes the quality and a little more price can make something a whole lot cheaper in the long run, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just my opinion.
I'll have to look up Crosley.
Look up Crosley, and I can give you a number to call and talk to a gentleman to tell you all about him if you like. But I mean, just my opinion, and of course my opinion, and a dollar and a half by a cup of coffee, too. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Now, this one shocked me. I didn't know this. This next article is really, I never would have thought about this. A sand shortage. The world is running out of a crucial but underappreciated commodity. I would never have thought about this. Sand is the world's most consumed raw material after water. Melody, I didn't know that. Did you?
I did not.
It's the most consumed raw material after water and an essential ingredient to our everyday lives. And, folks, it is. I mean, your glassware is certainly made out of sand. Yet the world is facing a shortage, and climate scientists say it constitutes one of the greatest sustainability challenges of the 21st century. It is time for panicking. Well, is it time for panicking? Question. Well, that will certainly not help, but it is time to take a look and change our perception about sand, says Pascal Paduzzi, a climate scientist with the United Nations Environmental Program. So, right now, sand. That never dawned on me ever think about running out of sand. So, you know, and that's the second most consumed commodity next to water.
Is that right?
That's what they said. So, I just, who would have thought that?
Thank
you. I would have thought a lot of other things besides sand being second in line to, be, to being consumed. And, you know, when Trump was in office, you kept hearing all about the how he's treating all the migrants and how they were being detained and put in substandard living conditions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You heard
yeah.
all that.
Yeah.
And Biden administration eyes the Virginia military base. Now, this is interesting. The Biden administration is looking at using Fort Lee, a Virginia military army base, as a site to house a surge of unaccompanied migrant children, according to Reuters, citing a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services notice, and confirmed by a Pentagon spokesman. This after Homeland Security Director Alejandro Mayorkas confidently said on Monday there was no crisis at the southern border, following reports that the Biden administration was reopening a Trump-era overflow facility in an effort to handle the surge in child migrants. The following day, Axios reported that a Tuesday afternoon briefing prepared for President Biden outlines the need for 20,000 beds to shelter an expected crush of children migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Well, somebody there is not telling the truth, obviously, but nothing I can see has changed as far as conditions with coming in. They showed the exact same buildings that Trump kept me in as being used right now. I don't know what the problem is there, but according to the Homeland Security Director, he said there's no great rush on the border right now. And my question is, too, these children come across unaccompanied. I guess the parents assume that if they send them across the border, we'll feed them, right?
Sure, and then they'll come up afterwards.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes, they'll come up. Mm-hmm. They'll come up whenever they're our children. We've got to be there with them. So I don't know. And of course, Trump, one of his big lies, and I don't care what anybody says, he flat out lied. Maybe he couldn't get it done. Maybe that's the reason. But the border wall, I'm going to stop this, and he's going to make Mexico pay for the wall. Well, Trump was a windbag, and so. That's what I can say. Now, people probably get angry. I can't help it. I like Biden even less in a lot of areas. But Trump just certainly played the country like a fiddle and got by with it for a while. So nothing's really changed except maybe the immigrants are getting more in number under Biden. And it's coming. Folks, it is what it is. It's been happening for years. Now, this next article I think is interesting. Go ahead.
I just want to add something there. And you know what? What is going to happen to the Republican Party? I mean, again, they're all the same. They're both the same. They're no different, but let's talk like they are. You know, if Trump carries the Republican Party, I can't imagine that the Republicans are going to be successful in 2022 and 2024. It doesn't matter what his base might be. Those elections, I believe, are going to be lost. Because whether you believe, whatever you believe, you have to look at what the media is doing and how they're projecting and the message that they're sending and the conditioning of the people, regardless whether the Republicans or Democrats. I think most of that you hear on these mainstream media programs, it really is geared to the Republicans, to the ones that didn't vote for Trump in this last election, the Republicans who voted for Biden, that's what it's that they don't want them to go back to Trump and to vote Republican. So, you know, and I would sure hate to see that we couldn't take back either the House or the Senate, you know, but hey, that's just me.
Yep. Well, and I won't get into this right now, but, you know, H.R. 5, they call it the Equality Act. It will make the homosexuals and the transgenders with spatial rights pass the House. It's right now before the Senate. The main thing now that's coming before the Senate, Senate's the lone hope we have, and it's kind of evenly divided. So we'll see what happens there. I don't know. But a lot of things, yeah, you're right. You're right. But, you know, with Trump had both houses, he didn't get a whole lot done either. So we'll see. But this next article I think is interesting. Maybe it'll work here, Melody. The UK government may start offering financial rewards for becoming healthier. The government is expanding access to weight loss services and may start offering people financial rewards for maintaining a healthy lifestyle as part of the fight against obesity. The Department of Health and Social Care is giving the NHS and local councils in England £70 million to pay for up to 700,000 overweight or obese people to go on weight management courses such as those provided by Weight Watchers or Slimming World, or work with a special personal coach to help them shed unwanted pounds. I mean, What else would the government do? This is UK, I understand that. But how much more are we going to let governments get involved in their lives? We're going to pay to lose weight now, partner. So, I don't know.
Any
comments on that?
This isn't any different than China's social programming.
It's exactly the same thing. It's more control with incentive. We'll give you a couple of dollars extra if you'll do it. And every time we let them come in and do this, they take more control of our personal lives. We lose more personal freedoms. Go ahead.
If you do this little, if you're the good citizen, following our rules, you'll get rewarded. If you say anything bad, or if you do anything free, if you fall outside, and I do believe in rules and regulations, don't get me wrong. This is different.
We got to have laws against murder and rape and stealing. I mean, that's Bible. That's needed. But to get this much involved in people's personal lives, it's just beyond belief.
All the social.
Go ahead.
It's following the Chinese social system.
Absolutely.
Communism, I believe that's called.
Oh, now they're called progressives. China says it. That's all right. China says it will deter Taiwan's independence, but seek peaceful ties. China will resolutely deter any separatist activity seeking Taiwan's independence but is committed to promoting a spatial or a peaceful growth of relations across the Taiwan Strait and China's reunification. Premier Li Keqiang said on Friday, China, which claims democratic Taiwan as its own country, has increased its military activity near that island in recent months, responding to what it calls collusion between Taipei and Washington, Taiwan's main international backer and arms supplier. Speaking at the opening of the annual meeting in China's parliament, Li said Beijing stands by the One China principle, which states that Taiwan is part of China. And, you know, this has been debated now for how many years, Melody? I mean, about how long have we been alive? It's going back and forth on this. Japan was supposed to be part of over Taiwan for a while, and China says they are. And there's a war fought between Japan and China over this issue, part of the issues that was fought over. So, but now we're sending weapons and money to Taiwan. What's the answer to that? Is it part of China or is it not?
Well, you know what? There's so much going on over there. I mean, I was just reading headlines today where, you know, Israel is updating plans to attack Iran. Germany is to sail warships into South China Sea to challenge Beijing. Commerce Secretary to use Trump's export blacklist for Chinese firms. Biden extends order that Venezuela is a threat to the U.S. security. I mean, I don't know how much more they can build on these challenges in the South China Sea without something going horribly wrong, like war.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, that's something to think about for sure. And that's our article I want to cover before we go off the air. I just want to ask your opinion when we get done. Warner Media CEO apologized after saying COVID pandemic has been really good for CNN ratings. Warner Media CEO Jason Kilar apologized after celebrating the fact that COVID-19 pandemic has been really good for CNN ratings. Kilar made the initial remarks during a Morgan Stanley Technology, Media, and Telecom conference. It turns out that the pandemic is a pretty big part of the news cycle, going away anytime soon, Kilar said. If you take a look at the ratings and the performance, it's going well, and I think it's going well because A, the team at CNN is doing a fantastic job, and B, it turns out that the pandemic and the way we can help inform and contextualize the pandemic, it turns out that it's really good for ratings. After his comments received, Kilar tried to walk them back, claiming, "I would like nothing more than for the pandemic to be well behind us." What did he say there that made him upset? He said, A, we have a great team, and B, it turns out that the pandemic and the way we can help inform and contextualize the pandemic, it turns out to be really good for ratings. So, well, wait a minute now. All he's saying is we're doing a good job. Why are they upset?
I don't know.
You understand? They can find criticism, Melody, if you say good morning.
That's correct.
This is ridiculous. What did the man say wrong, and what's he apologizing for? And I'll skim through the next three real quick. Mass evacuations as large quakes spark Pacific-wide tsunami alert.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
In New Zealand, New Caledonia and Vanuatu fled the higher ground. Greece rocked by earthquakes. And strange seismic rumblings in Utah reveal volcanic activity lurking below the desert. Folks, this is from Scripture in Matthew 24 very clearly. But said new earthquakes near Fillmore, Utah in September 2018 and April 2019, measured 4.0 and 4.1 on the Richter scale. Their consequences were recorded by seismic meters within the Utah Regional Seismic Network, which is focusing scientists' attention on the Black Rock Desert. Hidden below the vast arid expanse of Utah is an ancient volcanic complex that has been revealed to be a great deal more active than it might seem according to the scientists. So they're sitting on top of a live volcano. Could this be fulfilled on Scripture? Absolutely it could be fulfilled, no doubt. I mean, Greece is having earthquakes. They're having them out in the Pacific Ocean, 7.4 and 7.3 size. 8.1 is a big one. And people flee the ground because of tsunamis. Of course they should. And now in Utah, they're having a concern about volcano activity. Yeah, folks, this is for real stuff. It's happening as we speak. I mean, I think it's interesting, don't you?
Yeah, it really is. And these are all signs. I mean, what
they
more can you say?
Signs.
They're all signs.
They truly are. And I don't know, maybe we should pay attention to what we're told in Scriptures.
Maybe. And I think that's the sign that we're out of time for this Friday. We'll be back on Monday. Thank you, Butch. And thank you,
everyone,
for listening. And until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.